Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today here on this platform, The Marketing Pulpit. I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today. I hope you are having a fantastic journey up until this point. It's been an interesting few days here. It's actually been raining for the last few days, but that's not a problem. You know, this is still beautiful, I think. Still beautiful outside. I like the rain, snow, sunshine. I like it all, but I'm just so delighted that you're here with me today. And for those of you who have been with me since day one, I just want to say, and I say it all the time, thank you. Thank you so much for your support, your encouragement, for your suggestions. You're the best, and I just love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And for those who may be new to the show, welcome. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. And listen, if you have a question or a comment or you just want to chat, feel free to dial in. The show is live, 215-383-8372, and just choose option one, and you'll be put into the queue for questions. Well, as you know, last week I mentioned that I would have a special guest today. We're very excited about the guest that will be up here on the show today. But before I get into that, I want to just first remind you what the mission of this show is here on the Marketing Pulpit. Of course, our mission is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. That was the mission of the founder of this platform. And, of course, we're doing our best to support that. On this show, we talk about some of everything as it relates to business, branding, sales, pricing, media buying. We talk about business development, workforce development. We talk about music, entertainment, indie artists. We talk about quite a bit on this show, but we also talk about relationships because I feel that relationships are key to any business, whether it's relationships with your client, relationships with your buyers, relationships with your staff, your management. Relationships are very important in business, and sometimes those relationships can make or break a business. So we definitely talk about relationships. We also talk about relationships as it relates to the home life. We talk about personalities and interacting with each other at home, at work, at church. It doesn't matter. We're all relational. So we think those are some very important and key topics to discuss, but we do our best in talking about those topics. We really do try to make sure that we not only bring topics business related, but we want to make sure that those topics enlighten, inform, and entertain as well. So I just want to say thank you again for joining us here. When we come back from this short break, we will continue with the show. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hello, everybody. This is Sharon, and today on this show, I told you last week we were going to have a special guest. Well, I have something that I will share in regards to our special guest that we were planning to have on the show today. Some of you may remember years ago when several areas were experiencing serial killings. And of course, it dumbfounded not only the citizens, but it also dumbfounded the police department as well. It was so invasive and so shocking that it caused people to start having meetings and talking about what could be done regarding the killings that were taking place. Our guest decided to do something about it, she and her goddaughter's mother. As a result of the pain, they birthed a charitable organization. The charitable organization grew from just a handful of people to many who have provided support to this organization. Now, the young lady that was to appear on our show today, Judy Williams, we talked on yesterday, and we had a very interesting conversation. Probably later in the show, I will share with you more in regards to that conversation. But I want to talk with you about the organization that she is a part of. I'm just going to share with you a little bit about it today, and then we will discuss it more. The organization that she supports is a beautiful organization. She has been a part of this organization for over 20 years. It's a very impressive organization, started by Judy, Denise Hawk, and Judy's son. And I'm going to just share with you the background of this organization. I'll share with you what they're doing now. And I'm also going to share with you what's going on with the young lady that was to be the guest on our show today. So when we come back from this short break, I'll continue right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Jay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Once again, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on this show today. Well, we do our best to bring programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains. And I just want to say thank you for joining me. As I shared with you on last week, we have a special guest to be on our show today. And I want to just give you a little bit of background because February 19th will mark the actual anniversary of a beautiful young lady who lost her life at the hands of a serial killer. Judy Williams, the guest that was to appear on our show today, became involved with this young lady's mom. And they started an organization, MOMO organization. And some of you probably have heard of it and remember the organization and why it was started. The young lady who lost her life, beautiful young lady, Shauna, worked with the gentleman that was accused, prosecuted, in her life. And, of course, when you lose a loved one, it doesn't matter how young or how old they are, it hurts and it's devastating. And because it was such a tragic situation, such an awful crime, Judy B., Shauna's mom, and Judy's son, David, started a book called Mothers of Murdered Offspring. Later that year, they received their 501c3 for the organization whose mission was to support families who were grieving as a result of the murder of their children or their loved ones. In 1993, when they started the organization, of course, I'm sure they didn't know the number of people that they would support. The mission is a beautiful mission, and they have historically had two goals. One, to be the primary resource for mothers and families of murdered victims to receive support, resources, and aid during their time of need, as well as to network, be a network for each other, for the survivors. And two, this organization wanted to develop new and innovative violence prevention and substance abuse awareness strategies for young people. They wanted to teach about gun violence prevention, preventing relationship violence. And they have been committed to that for all these years. But as you know, things that have happened in the economy has taken its toll not just on for-profit business, but for nonprofit businesses as well. This particular organization has had to deal with so many tragedies and support so many people. I talked with Judy on yesterday in regards to how she was doing, and I'm going to tell you something. When you have worked hundreds of people who have lost their loved ones, it can take a toll on you as well. But Judy's a very strong person. She's a very strong woman. And I wanted to share with you, first of all, about her organization, what her organization is doing and what it has done in the past, and to give you some idea as to how this organization was birthed. During the last 20-something years, this organization has been helping mothers of murdered offspring, but they've also helped others as well. Organizations like this need assistance. They do, in order to continue their work. And this is an organization that I think is well worth you knowing about. It's well worth you knowing about. Now, as I mentioned to you, I was going to share with you something in regards to Judy, and I am going to do that. But let me just tell you a little bit about what they do. This organization that Judy D. and her and Judy's son, David, have been working with, Casual Candlelight Services. In fact, their candlelight services has been one of the best ways that allows the family and friends to express how they're feeling. She has held so many of those candlelight visuals. She, along with the team that works with her, but they also provide representatives, or they do their best to be present at the services, and they try their best to let families and friends know how to support the families. And also they do their best at these services to promote nonviolence. They have been doing memorial keepsakes for families for years, and these keepsakes are free of charge, and they are nicely done, and they provide those keepsakes for those who are in attendance. This organization also does a beautiful service, graveside balloon release, which is simply very nice. And they have been doing this for a number of years. And this has also proven to be very comforting to the families who are grieving and who have lost loved ones to senseless violence. The color that this organization uses is purple. If it's a service that's done at night, they may use white, but they typically have tags that are attached to these balloons if you'd like to contact or reach out to her or to the families. They used to do that. I'm not sure if they still do that. And then they also do anniversary program for those who have lost their lives. They do grief management. They have a care team. They do annual memorial services. And usually there are about 200 to 300 or more people who attend these annual services. If you've lost a loved one, you know, and you probably have experienced the depression, the grief, when it comes to annual services or birthdays or when that date rolls around when you've lost your loved ones. Well, if you've lost someone to a senseless murder or senseless violence, sometimes it can hurt even more because you may not have answers as to why these things happen. The young lady, Judy Williams, that was to appear on my show today, I talked with her on yesterday to prep for today. As we were talking, she was going to do her best to be on the show. But she told me on yesterday that, and I have her permission to share this with my listeners. I do have her permission to share this. And I am going to share it because after I share it, I'm going to ask you to do something special. Judy has been working with this organization for close to 20 years. Yeah, it's been close to 20 years. But she's actually been supporting people and organizations for much longer than that, Judy and I talked, and Judy told me yesterday that she was informed by her doctor that she has lung cancer. And as we were talking, of course, I stopped in my tracks because it's not something that I was expecting to hear. And the way she was talking, she was so upbeat, and she was preparing to be on the show. And what surprised me even more was that while we were talking, she was having chemotherapy. And she was saying, but you know, I'm gonna be on your show. I said, wait a minute. No, you need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And she was going to be on my show today, but one of her treatments was actually during this time, my show. And she really was looking forward to being on the show, and she wants to come on the show anyway. But I wanted to share with you about her organization, about how it was birthed. I wanted to share with you what they do, and I wanted to share with you a little bit about Judy as well. She is an incredible woman. And even while we were talking, I should have been encouraging her, but she was actually encouraging me. She was sharing with me that God has a reason for doing everything. And sometimes his reason is because he's trying to get you ready for something, or he could be trying to get those who are close to you prepared for something. And her encouragement was just amazing to me because many people who are in the situation are bitter, they're angry. And that may or may not come for Judy, but on yesterday when I chatted with her, she was very encouraging. She was very optimistic and very hopeful. She continues to support those who come in contact with her, and I think she has such a beautiful soul. We are going to talk more about this organization because, like I said earlier in the show, the 19th marks the anniversary of the date that she lost her goddaughter, Shauna. I knew Shauna. I knew her family. And we were all very hurt and devastated as a result of what happened. So although this may be the month that people celebrate love and celebrate their happiness of being together and being with their family, there are some who are not as happy. They may be sad. They may be going through depression, because this does mark a huge anniversary, not just for that family, but for other families who discovered that the serial killer was a result of the loss of their loved ones. So during this series, this Matters of the Heart, what I would like you to do is believe in a higher power. I'm asking that you just send words of comfort for these families, for Judy and her family. If you will just say words of comfort and peace, if you would like to support the organization, I encourage you to do that. I'm sure that would make her happy and the families happy. And if you would like to know more, just send me a note. Just send me a note, and I'll be so happy to send you more information in regards to this organization. But not only that, by the grace, Judy is going to appear on this show. And we will talk a whole lot more about what she has been doing, what she has gone through, how she's supporting these families. And it's just amazing. I'm just so happy to know her and to know the history of this organization. I remember when this organization started, and I tell you, it has made an impact on families, and with your help and your support, it can make an even larger impact on the families and those who this ministry supports. And again, Judy Williams, along with her team, they work with an organization called MAMO, Mothers of Murdered Offspring. They have been working for over 20 years, well, about 19, 20 years in this community to support those who have lost their loved ones. Judy has been working for a whole lot longer than that, supporting people, and she still supports others today. Even young children, she supports them, and she's doing all kinds of things for these families. So although Judy wasn't able to be on our show today because she is currently taking her treatment, I just want you to know that her thoughts were here, and she really wanted to appear on the show today. And the ironic thing about this story as it relates to Judy is the fact that she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, and her doctor informed her that the reason for the lung cancer is due to the secondhand smoke and probably due to the smoke from all the candle visuals that she has done for all of these families. Isn't it ironic that the very things that you do to help people could possibly hurt you? But guess what? She's not saying why me. She is moving forward. I want to play a song for her right before we go. This song is dedicated to Judy and to all the families who have lost loved ones as a result of senseless murder.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out. And ooh, mountains, and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Bring
Thank you so much for joining me here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon, and I encourage you, love somebody. Let somebody know you care during this season of love. And this has been Matters of the Heart right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful day.